在这一课里，我们要学习动词的简单过去式。看看在叙述过去发生的事情的时候，动词有什么样的变化。现在我们先来听一段会话，内容是说彼得和他的同学玛丽谈论他们去年的暑假做了些什么事情。这段会话里用的动词大多数是简单过去式，请你特别注意听，同时也要注意英文老师的发音和语调。
Where did you go during vacation?
I didn't go anywhere. I stayed home.
Did you work?
No, I took 2 courses in summer school.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to get ahead a little.
How were those courses?
They were interesting.And I met a lot of people.
You were very busy then.
Yes, I enjoyed the summer very much.
现在我请英文老师用慢速度再把刚才那段会话念一遍。
Where did you go during vacation?
I didn't go anywhere. I stayed home.
Did you work?
No, I took 2 courses in summer school.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to get ahead a little.
How were those courses?
They were interesting, and I met a lot of people.
You were very busy then.
Yes, I enjoyed the summer very much.
在刚才那段会话里用了许多过去式动词。现在我请英文老师再把那些句子挑选几个出来，用慢速度念一遍给你听。
Where did you go during vacation?
I stayed home. I took 2 courses in summer school. I wanted to get ahead a little.
How were those courses?
I met a lot of people. I enjoyed the summer very much.
听了刚才那段会话，你或许已经注意到了，英文动词分为规则动词和不规则动词。规则动词的过去式就是在现在式动词的后面加上
ed，
比方停留
stay， stay， stay，
要
want， want， want。
都是这类动词。下面我们用这些过去式动词做句子。下面这些句子叙述玛丽去年夏天做的事。每个句子我们念两遍，请你听一遍，跟着重复一遍。
Mary stayed home last summer.
Mary stayed home last summer.
Mary enjoyed going to summer school.
Mary enjoyed.Going to summer school.
Mary traveled to interesting places.
Mary traveled to interesting places.
Mary visited her friends.
Mary visited her friends.
下面这些句子叙述彼得去年夏天的活动，还是请你听一遍，跟着重复一遍。
Peter worked at a gasoline station.
Peter worked at a gasoline station.
Peter repaired cars.
Peter repaired cars.
Peter saved a lot of money.
Peter saved a lot of money.
Peter helped his father.
Peter helped his father.
下面我们来做换字练习。练习的内容都是说玛丽昨天晚上做了什么事。比方他弹吉他、学法文等等。首先由老师念一个句子，然后老师给你一个新词组，请你把新词组代换到原来的句子里。每做完一句，就请你听正确的答案。
Mary played guitar last night. Listened to the radio.
Mary listened to the radio last night.
Washed dishes.
Mary washed dishes last night.
typed a letter.
Mary typed a letter last night.
Studied French.
Mary studied French last night.
下面一组代换练习叙述的是彼得昨天晚上的活动，还是请你跟刚才一样练习，每做完一句就听我们的正确答案。
Peter talked to his father last night. Needed some money.
Peter needed some money last night.
Borrowed $10.
Peter borrowed $10 last night.
Watched television.
Peter watched television last night.
Cleaned up his room.
Peter cleaned up his room.Last night.
刚才我们练习了用规则动词过去式做肯定句。现在我们看一看怎么样把那些句子变成问句。在把过去式句子变成问句的时候，要用
did, D-I-D, did
开头。请注意，用了
did
之后，句子里的主要动词要保持现在式。现在我们来做一组练习，由老师用
did
开头做一些过去式的问句，请学生做简短的答复。现在请你注意听。
Did Mary stay home last summer?
Yes, she did.
Did Mary enjoy going to summer school?
Yes, she did.
Did Mary work last summer?
No, she didn't.
Did Peter work at a gasoline station?
Yes, he did.
Did Peter travel last summer?
No, he didn't.
Did Peter save a lot of money last summer?
Yes, he did.
现在我们换一个方式做练习，由老师以过去式动词做一个陈述句，请学生用
did
跟老师提出的新主词把原来的句子改成问句，然后学生再用
didn't
做否定的答复。首先我们要举个例子。
Peter watched television last weekend. Mary.
Did Mary watch television last weekend? No, she didn't watch.
现在我们开始。请你在学生做练习的时候也跟着做。
Peter watched television last weekend. Mary.
Did Mary watch television last weekend? No, she didn't watch.
Mary listened to the radio last night. Peter.
Did Peter listen to the radio last night? No, he didn't listen.
Henry worked in the office yesterday. Nancy.
Did Nancy work in the office yesterday? No, she didn't work.
Kate cooked last night. Henry.
Did Henry cook last night? No, he didn't cook.
学完了规则动词过去式，现在我们来学比较难一点的。也就是不规则动词，我们给你举一些例子，然后男老师念现在式动词，接着女老师念过去式动词，请你注意听。现在我们开始。
Do,
did,
eat,
ate,
give,
gave,
go,
went,
have,
had.
Make,
made,
meet,
met,
see,
saw,
sell,
sold,
sit,
sat,
spend,
spent,
take,
took.
好了，现在我们来做换字练习。练习的内容都是说彼得昨天在学校做了什么事。比方他发表了演说，跟玛丽吃了午饭等等。每做完一句就请你听正确答案。
Peter went to school yesterday. Saw Mary in school.
Peter saw Mary in school yesterday.
Met a lot of friends.
Peter met a lot of friends yesterday.
Made a speech.
Peter made a speech yesterday.
Ate lunch with Mary.
Peter ate lunch with Mary yesterday.
Had a cup of coffee.
Peter had a cup of coffee yesterday.
Sat next to Mary in the library.
Peter sat next to Mary in the library yesterday.
Sold two books.
Peter sold two books yesterday.
Took Mary home.
Peter took Mary home yesterday.
Gave Mary a ride.
Peter gave Mary a ride yesterday.
在上面一组练习里，老师用
did
做一个过去式的问句，请学生做肯定的答复。别忘了，在做肯定答复的时候，必须把现在式动词改成过去式。好，现在我们开始。请你在学生做练习的时候也跟着做。
Did Peter spend some money yesterday?
Yes, he spent some money yesterday.
Did Mary meet a lot of friends in summer school?
Yes, she met a lot of friends in summer school.
Did Peter go to school yesterday?
Yes, he went to school yesterday.
Did Mary sit next to Peter in class yesterday?
Yes, she sat next to Peter in class yesterday.
Did Peter eat lunch yesterday?
Yes, he ate lunch yesterday.
Did Mary have an exam yesterday?
Yes, she had an exam yesterday.
Did Henry make a fancy dish last week?
Yes, he made a fancy dish last week.
Did Henry give Nancy a ride to the drugstore last week?
Yes, he gave Nancy a ride to the drugstore last week.
Did Henry take Nancy home last week?
Yes, he took Nancy home last week.
Did Nancy see a doctor last week?
Yes, she saw a doctor last week.
首先请你听一段文章，内容是说彼得和玛丽去年暑假里各做了些什么事。比方玛丽上了暑期学校，又跟家里人去旅行了。彼得呢，在加油站工作，给人修车，存了不少钱，做大学学费等等。现在老师先用自然速度念一遍给你听。
Most American school students have a long summer vacation. It is usually from June to September. During this vacation, students often travel or have summer jobs. Some students take courses in summer school. Mary spent her last summer in summer school. She studied two courses and she traveled with her family. They saw interesting places near their home in Seattle. Mary's friend Peter worked at a gasoline station during the summer. He sold gasoline and repaired cars. He made a lot of money and saved nearly all of it. Peter is going to the university next year. He needs money for the university tuition.
等一会儿我再请英文老师把整段文章用慢速度念一遍。现在我们先把今天测验的三个问题念给你听。第一个问题是
What do American students do in the summer vacation?
第二个问题是
What did Mary do last summer?
第三个问题是
Why did Peter save nearly all of his money?
下面我请英文老师再把整段文章用慢速度念一遍，请你特别注意刚才三个问题的答案。
Most American school students have a long summer vacation. It is usually from June to September. During this vacation, students often travel or have summer jobs. Some students take courses in summer school. Mary spent her last summer in summer school.She studied two courses, and she traveled with her family. They saw interesting places near their home in Seattle. Mary's friend, Peter, worked at a gasoline station during the summer. He sold gasoline and repaired cars. He made a lot of money and saved nearly all of it. Peter is going to the university next year. He needs money for the university tuition.
好，现在请你回答问题。回答之后，老师会念出正确的答案，你自己比较一下，看答对了没有。第一个问题是
What do American students do in the summer vacation?
They travel.Have summer jobs or take summer courses in summer school.
第二个问题是
What did Mary do last summer?
She studied two courses in summer school and traveled with her family.
第三个问题是
Why did Peter save nearly all of his money?
He did it.Because he needs money for the university tuition.